Parshas Vayikra introduces the precepts and laws of korbonos, sacrifices. The Parsha itself begins, Vayikra el Moshe. He called unto Moses. Vaydabe Hashem elof me'oil moyet lemoer, and God spoke to him from the tent of meeting, from the sanctuary, saying. Our sages note that this verse begs for clarification. Why does it not simply say, as most everywhere else, that God spoke to Moses? What is the meaning of the introductory phrase, and he called unto Moses? Moreover, the very first word, Vayikra, he called, raises another question. Its last letter, the silent Aleph, is written smaller than the average size of the letters in the Torah. Now, in the Torah and the other biblical books, we find three sizes of letters. The average size of nearly all letters. Then we find at least one instance in which each letter of the Aleph base is written bigger than the average size. And at least one instance in which each letter of the Aleph base is written smaller than the average size. The letters must be written these ways according to the Mesorah, our tradition. However, whenever we find one of these unusual letters, our sages offer reasons for it. All these cases are significant in meaning, teaching us something. What then do we learn from the occurrence of a small Aleph in Vayikra? Our sages tell us that whenever God communicated with Moses, he always first called upon him. Vayikra el Moshe, he called unto Moses. This calling is a special sign of affection and consideration. It shows that God did not simply speak to him casually or suddenly. He called him by name, kind of invited him to hear the divine message, and allowed Moses to be prepared for it. But why did Moses need that special preparation and consideration? This question becomes even more serious in this parsha. For the Oyel Moed, the Mishkan, the Mikdash, the sanctuary, was completed, and the Shekhinah, the divine presence, dwelt there. That surely Moses was there on constant call for whenever God would speak to him. But, as the Midrash notes, this teaches us an important characteristic of Moses, which serves as a moral for all of us. It is part of human nature that when a great person or ruler shows us special and continuous closeness and consideration, we tend to grow in our self-esteem. We grow to take it for granted and even allow ourselves familiarities with our patron. There is a danger of arrogance. As people say, familiarity breeds contempt. We would feel quite free to visit, even when not summoned or invited, entering and leaving at will. One could possibly conceive of finding this attitude with Moses as well. After all, God had revealed himself to him numerous times. He was the divine messenger to Pharaoh to take the Jewish people out of Egypt. He received the Torah for Israel. The Almighty continuously spoke to him to pass on the divine messages and instructions. After the sanctuary was completed and God spoke from there, Moses might as well have moved into the sanctuary. In reality, however, Moses was different. He was truly, as the Torah itself describes him later on, the most humble of men. Already with the very first revelation he had at the thorn bush, Moses hid his face because he felt himself unworthy to gaze upon the divine glory. This sincere modesty and humility remained with him throughout, even after all the numerous revelations that followed thereafter, even after he had become, in effect, king of Israel. His consciousness and reverence before divinity did not diminish, even after he completed the sanctuary. Each time that God spoke to him was to him like the very first time. Out of humility, he would not enter the sanctuary at will, and Vayikra el Moshe, God had to call him, summon him. This phrase, therefore, is not only an unusual expression of affection for Moses, but also an explanation why Moses merited to achieve the highest human perfection. The very fact that Moses regarded himself like a small letter, a very small, silent aleph, smaller and less significant than all the others, that in itself made him greater than all others. As our sages put it, he who runs after honor or glory, honor and glory will flee from him. He who shuns honor and glory pursue him. Rabbi Shimshon of Ostropol, a great mystic teacher, noted that Moses put a small aleph in the word Vayikra, which refers to himself. And he put a larger than the average size aleph, near the very end of the Torah, in the verse Ashrecho Yisrael Mikomoicho, happy, fortunate are you, Israel, who is like you. Himself he regarded as less than all others. Others, however, and especially his people, his fellow Jews, for whom he cared as a faithful shepherd, he exalted, he regarded as the greatest and most significant. That alone made Moses worthy of the affectionate call of Vayikra. That alone shows true and well-deserved leadership. That alone teaches each of us the proper perspective, how to relate to ourselves and to others. As King Solomon put it in Proverbs, a man's pride lowers him, but he who is of a lowly spirit will attain honor.